Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Monday here on the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning.
Your black eye's looking better.
It feels worse.
Does it really?
Yeah, it looks kind of worse, honestly.
It's like got to get worse though to get better, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Sorry to be super That's honest bad. With you.
And if I try to like cover it up, it just looks horrible.
Oh, yeah. If you try to like put makeup on it.
Yeah, I went out on Saturday.
What are you trying to hide there? Yeah.
You wore big, giant sunglasses indoors.
I wish.
Eric with a K is also here. Good morning, Eric.
Ugh. Good morning.
Busy weekend?
Very busy. And then when I got here, Mo and I got out of the car at the same time, and I was looking right at her. And I don't know if it was the anger of being back at work, but I squeezed my coffee cup, and it exploded all over me.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, completely all over everything I was wearing. And luckily, I had a whole separate outfit in my car.
Did you really?
He took it out of his trunk.
Yep. Just said, oh, you know what? I keep clothes in here for a reason.
I think that we should get into that a little more on why you have a complete change of clothes in your car. That's interesting. Well, we got other stuff we got to get to. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, it's time for jury duty this morning. Your opinion can help us get the verdict. And in just about 20 minutes, we have a chance for you to play Mo Knows Country. That's coming up. But right now, let's talk about the top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today. The top three things that are trending right now in Texas.
Number three.
Easily one of the top trending stories, not just in Houston, but like in the world, is the Diddy case, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's super curious, and it has Houston tied to it because of the prominent Houston lawyer, Tony Busby, who filed one of the lawsuits. Well, yesterday, another prominent name came out in a further lawsuit.
Oh, no, you're going to do it.
Jay-Z is now involved.
Wow.
And Jay-Z called Busby like a horrible, deplorable human being.
Deplorable
so
human
here we
being.
Go.
Yeah, so there we
here
go.
We go.
Number two.
I mean, the weekend rain is out, but it left some lingering fog for our Monday morning. This afternoon will be warm. Temperatures near 80 for our Monday. Welcome back.
Wow.
Our next cold front does sweep through Tuesday, pushing temperatures back down below seasonal averages. I'm talking chilly mornings Wednesday and Thursday, so we'll be back.
It's the roller coaster of December weather, isn't it?
And the top story trending in Texas.
The field is set for the first ever 12-team college football playoffs. Very interesting how that all went down yesterday. Texas had 10 bowl-eligible teams. Only two made the college football playoff 12. So Clemson versus Texas, and then SMU versus Penn State. Those are two big games on the 21st. As for the other eight bowl-eligible teams, Baylor was selected to play here in Houston's bowl game. Baylor versus LSU will compete in the 2024 Kinders Texas Bowl at Energy Stadium on New Year's Eve. So
that may be the wildest Texas Bowl we've had in a while.
Yeah, you think
for sure. With Baylor and LSU, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's what's trending in Texas. The top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we like to share some good news. And today it's all about proposals. You know, proposals can be magical, but this one from the country of Poland is taking the internet by storm by taking romance to new heights, literally. This guy in Poland decided he wanted to propose to his girlfriend of just over a year, but he wanted it to be memorable. He said, not just memorable, he wanted to be unforgettable. So he booked a helicopter sightseeing tour for him and his girlfriend, treating her to a bird's eye view of the countryside. But it wasn't what she saw while they were in flight that was the big thing, because the guy had been working with the pilot, and he and the pilot planned an airborne route that would spell out two very special words: marry me. Now, the girl commented a couple of times during the flight that they seemed to be taking a weird route through the countryside, but didn't realize it until they touched down and the pilot reached in his pocket, took out his phone, and showed her the flight path, which said, marry me.
Wow.
Then the guy pulled out the ring. She said yes. They celebrated by popping champagne. And it's soaring all across the internet this morning. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, or maybe we should say from the skies of Poland to the stories we love to share, how about an amen for this high-flying proposal this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love celebrating the good news because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. All right, a little Kenny Chesney there instead of Jason Aldean. No Georgia artists today because they beat the Longhorns over the weekend, so we're not playing any Georgia country music.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's going to be like my second full-time job, keeping up with all the Georgia artists. But we're going to keep them off the radio today in support of the Texas Longhorns. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. That's Mo. Eric with a K. Mo, you had an interesting weekend, I understand.
So y'all remember I came into the show Friday morning and I had a black eye.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yes. Oh, I can't absolutely forget. It looks so much worse.
So much worse today because it happened while I was sleeping on Friday. I'd fallen asleep with my cell phone like on my chest and I got like jostled in the middle of the night and it like flung projectile into like the corner of like my eye and my nose.
Uh-huh.
And it is a brick. Like I have like a huge, heavy phone.
Did you scream when it hit you?
No, I was just in
Did
sleeping.
You know what it was?
Yes.
Okay, you knew immediately.
Well, not immediately. You know how you're sleeping and you kind of like, you're like, right, what's going on? But I was in my room alone with the lights still on. So then I figured it out, but then I just rolled back over and went back to sleep.
It's like, it'll be fine. I just,
everything's fine.
Yeah,
like I
hurts,
know that there's
fine,
something.
Yeah.
I've never had a black eye before. I didn't really know like what what was going to happen.
Really? You've never had one?
Never. This is my first time.
I would have guessed you'd have had a million of them.
I'm a fighter. That's for sure. So the plan, like the joke was I was going to, anytime I saw someone like look at me over the weekend, I was going to like make up a story and tell them something way cooler than what actually happened. But as soon as I got in the elevator to leave the office on Friday, I couldn't do it. Like, I get into the elevator here at the office and there's an Amazon delivery man and he looks at me and I look at him and I started laughing because I knew that I wanted to tell him a story, but I couldn't tell him a pretend story. I just laughed.
So you told him the truth. My cell phone hit me in the face in the middle
the
of the night.
The whole time I told everyone the truth. And the more I told the story, people would be like, oh yeah, that happened to me. Or I dropped my iPad on my face when I was sleeping. Ooh. Like it happens to a lot of people. So apparently
I'm
not the only
so
one.
So fake when you say it, especially when you're standing there with the plumber, your husband.
Oh, he was mortified. So on Friday night, we went out in like our small town. I live in Richmond. And it was like the Christmas tree lighting. And aww, I didn't have makeup on. And he was walking around with our kids. And he was like, I feel like a bad guy just for being with you. And I was like, oh my gosh.
What was the Carrie Underwood song? She wore like the big dark sunglasses.
Oh my word.
I think that's in the lyrics there. So yeah.
Was he explaining it like to the ice cream person and everything?
Just so
she
you
did
know,
it to herself.
Everything's fine.
She did it to herself.
Do you want to ask about a black
phone
guy?
On her. She dropped
you
the
should
phone,
ask her the
so
story.
Well, the good news is y'all are the talk of Richmond.
We
morning
are. Oh, wow. Small town stuff.
Coming up on the Morning Bullpen.
Y'all, do you ever have that word, no matter how hard you try, you cannot pronounce it correctly? 713-881-5500. We want to hear you try to tell us what it is, even if it's impossible to say. 713-881-5500, because something funny happened last week here on the show, and the boys dug up the audio. So we're going to play it. Take your calls. The word you cannot say, 713-881-5500.
Don't you feel sorry for people that have difficulty saying just like normal words? Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show, because you know what? In what we do for a living, in the business we're in, I just think it's kind of cool that I don't have any words that sound weird when I say them. But Mo, on the other hand.
George,
you're so silly.
Mo, on Friday, was talking about the football game coming up.
Which one of us here on the morning show has a rivalry?
What was it again, Mo?
Which one of us here on the morning show has a rivalry? I like led and told y'all, like I warned you that is a word that I can't say.
You have trouble with that word.
Our word, a lot of our words.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Rural. That one. I can't say that one either. Okay. And so y'all know. And then when you made me say rivalry. Which one of us here on the morning show has a rivalry?
People might not realize that this show is somewhat planned. I know it sounds like we're just like, shooting the breeze. But we sort of plan out things. You know what's happening
topics
next. So every time you say, hey, here's what's coming up next. On the piece of paper, it said the word rivalry. And you told us.
I'm like, I can't say that word.
And we go, for it.
By the way, she was right.
One of us here on the morning show has a rivalry. I have no shame.
I don't want to hear you anything about how I say February ever again.
You say so many weird things. February is my favorite one.
It's just the top of the list. It's number one with the book. Do you have any words that you struggle with? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Eric, do you have any words you struggle with?
No, I've changed all of them. I got made fun of mercilessly for the way I pronounce certain things. But my mom taught me to say B-O-T-H with an L in it. B-O-T-H.
So oh, both?
Both.
Both.
Yes. I grew
you
up
say
saying
both.
Both. And I got made fun of so much that I eventually just changed it.
I can see that, though, kind of where you grew up in Tennessee.
Yes.
I can kind of see that being part
oh,
of it.
Draw. Yeah.
Both of us. What? My, what? There's not
my,
an L.
My dad grew up in southern Kentucky next to the Tennessee border.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to say filter all the time.
For what?
For like oil, I've changed my oil filter.
Oh, filter.
What?
And it's like, filter. What?
That's cute.
I mean, even as a kid, I was like, Dad? What is a filter? Yeah. So what's like just a common word that you have trouble saying? 713-881-5500. I have Travis in LaPorte. Travis, what is a word that you have trouble saying, that you have trouble pronouncing? Again, 713-881-5500. Travis?
Wait, can you spell it before you say it out loud?
I can't spell it.
Oh.
Wait, what is
okay,
that?
What's okay. The word?
Try to say it.
Worcestershire sauce.
Of sauce. I don't know how to say okay. it either.
Yeah, nobody can spell that word.
Worcestershire sauce?
I don't know.
Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire.
I think as long as you say it with confidence, sauce. You're right.
My dad says it with confidence, saying it's Worcestershire.
See, he's correct.
Well, you don't backtalk your daddy.
What do you want to know? What's the word that you try and you try and you try and you just can't pronounce? 713-881-5500 now. I am so happy today. I mean, I am like beyond happy today because the focus is not on how I say words,
mm-hmm.
but how Mo said this word.
Which one of us here on the morning show has a rival.
Rival.
So we want to know words that you have trouble saying. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Shaylee's in Alvin. She says she gets a lot of crap. Shaylee, what are the words you say incorrectly?
Bull and full.
Bull. That bull sounds right
bull,
to me.
Boil.
Full like, sounds right. 0.3, the bull.
I'm going to bowl some water. Oh. I need some full.
For aluminum foil. I think it's so cute.
I really try hard. Don't. A bull. I don't know.
Boil. It's boil.
It's just, yeah, it's actually.
Do I say the I heart or the L? Bull.
So
I don't know.
You're good.
It kind of sounds like Shaylee is throwing up too.
Bull.
Stop.
Elizabeth is in Seabrook. Elizabeth, tell us the word that you have trouble with.
So it's actually kind of funny because my mom's an English teacher. And she was my English teacher at one point. But I just kind of stroke out when I try to say it. That's what I say. It's when you're really happy about something and you put that.
Oh, mark, an exclamation point.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, when you put that thing on it at the end, yo.
I can't ever say it now.
Okay, say it again. Say it again.
It just does not come out.
Right. And you can't figure it. Yeah, that's fine.
And it's weird because it's like a word that.
That's why I say I just like stroke out.
Yeah. And that's a good description because mm-hmm. it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you have trouble with it. So when it's coming up in your head, your head's already talking yourself out of being able to say it. Let's go to line three, Eric.
All right. That's Belk in Houston. All right. Spell the word that you can't say.
W-A-S-H.
I bet there's an R in there, isn't there?
There's an R in there. My mom and I both used to do that. Oh. It's Warsh. And my wife and my kids give me a hard time constantly. There's no R in that word. I say there is when I say it. So.
You just got to hear me say it in order to understand it there. Colt is on the phone in Cut and Shoot. Colt, what's the word that you can't say? First of all, can you spell the word that you can't say?
S-P-E-C-F-I-C.
Oh, close.
Okay.
That's close.
Specific.
Yeah. So say it.
Pacific.
Wait. There's no S at the beginning?
My wife gets on to me all the time. I have to literally stop what I'm doing, look at her, and think about saying Pacific instead of just be Pacific, okay?
Be Pacific.
Would you be that ocean? Dang it.
What do you want for Christmas? And be Pacific.
That is exactly how she says it. We're not talking about an ocean, dear.
I love it.
You know what? You all make us feel so much better about life in general. Because, I mean, after all, it was Mo who started this.
Each one of us here on The Morning Show has a rivalry. Just own it.
Words that you can't pronounce. Thanks for joining the conversation here on The Morning Bullpen. We lost your number five.
Oh.
Okay, we did. We had a phone line open up if you want to be on jury duty, 713-881-5500, because it is time. It's time for jury duty this morning. Just out here solving the world's problems, one problem at a time. And the question today, Mo, is...
Is it dishonest to return an item you broke?
I don't think so.
Oh, that you broke.
Correct.
Yeah. You broke it, and then you took it back to the store, and you exchanged it for another one.
Of course you don't think so, Eric.
Why?
You did it.
I was going to say,
you
this
do
has to
it.
Do with you and your breaking stuff.
Yes. Okay, so I like to protect the names of the stores Fair. That I go to. So I
That you bought, rob?
No, I didn't rob the place. All right, I went to a store that rhymes with Small Mart.
Okay.
It rhymes with Small Mart.
Okay.
We'll protect the innocent.
Okay, we will and protect the innocent.
We bought a basketball for Charlie. She started her new season of basketball. She's 9 years old. She needed a very specific size basketball. They're kind of hard to find.
Okay.
We got the basketball. We went home. It was a little flat. I started pumping it up with my manual pump. Broke the needle off inside of the basketball, which made it deflate.
Correct.
Oh.
I can't fix it. So... I went back to Small Mart and I said, hey, I did not lie. I need everyone to understand. I did not.
You're the king of this.
I did not say a false story. I just said, something's wrong with this basketball. Can I exchange it for another one? They squished it. They felt it. And they said, yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah.
Small Mart switched it out for me. And I got a brand new basketball.
And you got a brand new basketball.
I don't think I'm being dishonest. That ball is broken. I need another ball.
I am, man, I feel so bad about this, but I'm on your side.
No way, George.
Yes! I am on your side.
Yes.
Because you're cheap or what?
Well, no, but that's part of it, I'm sure. But here's the thing. It malfunctioned.
Okay. Yes.
And you had to take it back because Charlie needed one. I have no problem with this.
But the question, George, is it dishonest to return an item you broke?
I don't think so.
I did not say anything dishonest.
Horrible pieces of crap.
I said, something is wrong with this ball. Can I get another one?
What would you have said? How would you have presented it, Mo?
I would buy a new ball. It's your fault that you broke it, you dummy.
If it was, I just got it. Like,
that doesn't
hours
matter.
Before that.
You broke it. It is
they
dishonest.
Sold me a deflated ball that I needed to pump up. It was their job to pump it up.
Broke it.
All right, let's go to our jury this morning. Jimmy in Richmond is our first juror this morning. And here's the question specifically, Jimmy.
Jimmy, is it dishonest to return an item you broke? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Jimmy.
Well,
I don't care.
My wife wants me to go buy a new coffee pot because we broke it and then put the old coffee pot back in it and then return it.
In the box?
If you still have the box.
No.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Because here's the thing, Mo. They ask even fewer questions if it's back in the box. So let's go to Adam in Montgomery. Adam, what did you return?
I returned a paddleboard.
So let me ask you, is it dishonest to return something that you broke?
No.
So I'm off the hook.
As long as you're honest when you're returning it.
Well, I omitted to tell them what happened.
Oh my goodness.
I said was, something's wrong with this basketball, which is a truth.
I agree.
Okay, all right. CJ is our next juror up this morning.
All right, CJ, tell us, is it dishonest to return an item you broke?
You weren't dishonest at all. You told them the absolute truth. You bought a defective product.
Well, here's the thing. It wasn't defective until Eric actually used
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But yeah. Okay. All right. Tracy in Spring.
Why is there only one girl on the phone right now?
You know what? It has been all guys today. When you said return item, maybe
because all
it.
Our wives send us to UPS to drop
I'm
off
not
the
going
Amazon
to
box.
Off I don't have time for that. Is it dishonest to return an item you broke, Tracy? Yes or no?
I think it's completely dishonest.
Yes.
Completely dishonest.
Well, but you're from another country,
Stop
Tracy.
It. where they're honest. Don't make us look bad. Oh, goodness. This is bad.
Are you, you said off the air that you just became an American citizen.
That's correct. Aww. Yeah.
Aww. Thank you for being an honest American citizen.
Well, you know what? I think she's only answering honestly because she's afraid that they may
Stop
be
it.
Listening.
Goodbye. Do not let them talk to you like
All
that.
All right. Final juror this morning, Mo.
That's Anthony in Houston. Hey, Anthony, is it dishonest to return an item you break?
Wait.
No?
Anthony, it's tied up 2-2. You get to decide if I'm off the moral hook here.
No, it's not dishonest.
Well, we knew you were going to say that. Because you're a dude.
Yes!
You guys are all bad.
All right. So, Mo,
yep.
Final jury mm-hmm. total this morning.
Is it dishonest to return an item you broke? No.
No. I'm really not at all. I'm a hero. That's what a
piece of crap hero.
You're the omission hero. I will tell
does
you
your
that.
Wife you know admit that you're a lot of things.
All right. That's jury duty. We do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, you could win tickets to the Texans game this weekend. It's Texans Ticket Tuesday. Happens tomorrow morning and all day tomorrow right here on 100.3 The Bull. Time for our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. Every morning, Eric likes to hear from you all. And if you give him a suggestion on a song that he finds interesting, he'll go out and write it all in 10 minutes and come back and perform it. But it all has to start with your wonderful suggestions this morning.
Let's start with Mary Jane. She's in Dickinson. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, today's my 65th birthday. I got my Medicare card, and I was wondering if you could sing about the Sagittarius zodiac sign.
I love it. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Thank
I
you.
Guess. Yeah, happy birthday.
There's a lot there.
We just did a birthday song, but it was nothing like that one.
No, very different.
Nothing like that. Happy birthday, Mary
that
Jane.
So cute.
Let's go to line 4, Eric.
All right, that's Jessica. She's a first-time caller,
so take
it easy on her. Hey, Jessica and A-Leaf.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what should I sing about today?
Texas and the bipolar weather right now.
Today's like 80 degrees.
And tomorrow, right?
Yes. The allergies and the hair and the fog and the... come on. Make up your mind.
The worst part for me is the
One
shoes.
One thinks this doesn't belong here.
Jessica, anytime.
Jessica, did you grow up here?
Yeah, born and raised.
Okay, so you know what this is like then, because this is the crazy time of year.
Yes, but this year for some reason seems even worse than normal.
It does.
It does, yeah. The roller coaster has been a little more steep. I will give you that one this morning. 713-881-5500. Let's go to the Woodlands. Amanda's on the phone this morning. Amanda, what do you think Eric should sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
So my kids are 5 and 8, and of course, like, and I think you guys maybe can relate, I don't know, all they do is ask, is it Christmas yet?
Oh, yes. Mine are super young, so they have no concept of time. So she doesn't know like what a day is or what a year is. So it's just constant.
Yeah.
No, mine. I feel like it's since Halloween, really. It's been.
Yes. And it doesn't help that the commercials and everything in the stores is all Christmas also.
No, there was Christmas during Halloween candy starting to peek out. So. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You're giving me anxiety just thinking about singing this song. I have to do it.
That would be great. I love it.
Thanks for the call and the suggestion this morning.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much.
All right, Eric, I think I know which way you're leading since you said that.
Yeah,
exactly. Amanda there.
No, I think we've done bipolar weather, and she can get that on the podcast on the Audacy app, Audacy. Give me my bonus. And I think we should do Is It Christmas Yet from the perspective of the parents that have to hear it every freaking day.
All right. I like that. I thought you were going to do it from the kids' perspective. This will be different. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's coming up next here on The Bull. News to get you in a good mood this morning. 810 Amen coming up in just about 25 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time to find out what Eric has created with our 10-minute tune today. You know how it works. You give us a suggestion And Eric had to create a song off of it. And we had a call from the Woodlands earlier, Mo.
It was Miss Amanda, and she wanted a song about this.
So my kids are 5 and 8. And of course, all they do is ask, is it Christmas yet?
So relatable.
Hey, by the way, that doesn't get any better as they get older.
Oh, really? Yeah, great.
No, they still want to know, hey, we get goodies yet? Is it Christmas
is
yet?
Is it Christmas? Yeah, so, is it Christmas?
Eric liked this one, even though you said it caused you a little anxiety thinking about it.
Yeah, because the thing is that they start asking so early, and then their presents change over the course of time, which is super stressful because the closer you get to Christmas.
Santa. Yeah,
it's like you wanted this two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So let's talk about from the parents' perspective, hearing this every freaking day, and we're going to do it in the style of a Christmas song, Let It Snow.
Okay. It's today's 10-minute tune. Big band style, evidently, here on The Bull.
Oh, my children are so excited, but they will not be quiet.
Is it Christmas yet?
No!
Is it
no?
Is it no? Is it no?
I love the enthusiasm, but please, kids, just stop asking. Santa, hurry up your slow.
Is it
no?
Is it
no?
Is it no?
Every day since Halloween, it's the same thing, it hurts my head. 100 times every day.
When is Christmas? Is it Christmas?
Not yet. I wish that I could speed time up, 'cause these kids are driving me nuts. When it's Christmas, you'll know.
Is it
no? Is it no? Is it no?
Actually, well done there, Eric. I like
Thank you.
Very relatable, I think, to most parents everywhere. If you want to grab that song, share it with some friends who love Christmas.
Play it over and over again.
You can get it off our podcast. Just download the Odyssey app and like the Morning Bull podcast, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
So apparently, George's wife was part of a police raid. Oh, yeah. She's shaken up, bless her heart. But she's taken the time to call us, tell us the full dramatic story. I want every detail, Miss Deanna. It's coming up next.
My sweet wife, Deanna, was nearly arrested by the police the other day. And I thought we should talk about it because she hasn't left the house since.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Deanna's on the phone this morning. Sweetie, you want to tell them what happened? Oop, hang on. Let me turn it on. Okay, now tell us.
Oh, I wish I had a button that would do that to my wife sometimes.
She's on. No. Gentlemen, she's on.
I heard that, yeah. Friday morning, real early, like 6:30, there was a banging on the door, knocking and banging. And I knew it wasn't for me because everybody knows I don't get up that early. And then I heard him yell that it was the Houston police. And my first thought was that they were here for George.
Wait, does this happen often?
What did I do? Why did you think they were there for me? Yeah.
Because you ran that red light after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, I did. You're right. Yeah.
They're on to you.
Finally.
I knew that's what it was. We were driving home, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're at the end of the street, and George is like, this light's taking too long. There's nobody here. I'm going to run. I'm like, honey, you can't go. It's a red light. Okay. And he drove right through it.
Did you know, George, when you had your wife on this morning, she was going to air all your laundry?
I had no idea she was going to let me out here. But by the way, running that red light at 4 in the morning has been on her mind evidently so much.
Okay, so that's not why they were there. Do you know
obviously
why they were
not,
there?
Because when I ran to the door to open it to tell them where George was at the radio station, they should go get him there.
Oh, you're just going to give him up that easy?
Absolutely.
He's not here.
No. He's at the radio station. 24 Greenway Plaza, right down the street. I know where it is.
19th floor. He's the tall one.
Go.
Don't hurt the other two. They're innocent in all this.
No. When I opened the door, I didn't even see anybody, and they started yelling to me, shut the door, 511, shut the door. Stay inside. Don't open the door. And I was like, oh, crap. They're not here for George anyway.
What?
Oh. So you shut the door.
And I thought, well, I'll just look out the peephole.
Yeah.
But I hung my stupid Christmas wreath already right over the peephole, so I couldn't even see out and see what was going on. It was terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
So you ever find out what was actually happening?
Well, apparently our neighbor across the hall must have done something bad because he was the one they were looking for.
Ooh.
And it took him a really long time to wake up and get to the door.
Ooh,
because
wow.
Apparently he doesn't do 6:30 in the morning either.
Oh, my goodness. So you were living next to a bad guy.
Well, I guess. I don't know.
You have to understand whose word you're taking here, because according to my wife, I'm a bad guy.
That's true.
So
yeah.
Anyway.
And, by the way, Deanna has not left the house, so I'm going to need a Houston police officer to call in the show.
Oh, my goodness. What did this guy do?
Because they said to stay in the house, not to come out. I was like, honey, it's okay. It's 2 days later.
Did your building ever send out like an alert, like, sorry for the interruption? Nothing?
Nope.
So we have no idea how bad this guy was. You could have been living next to a murderer and we would not know.
Well, I don't.
Oh, I didn't know if he was a murderer.
I don't think.
How do you know he's not a murderer?
Well, you can tell. You can tell. If you ride an elevator with somebody, you can tell if they're a murderer or not.
I wouldn't have known that George runs red lights and I'm here every day.
I've worked with him for 10 years.
Oh, he has the look.
Eric had no idea I was a criminal. So if there is a Houston police officer that could release my wife, because she will not go out of the house now. So, if we hear anything, we'll keep you posted.
Yes, I'm so invested now.
I'm telling you, honey, you're okay. You can leave. You can leave the house.
I don't know.
So.
You live next to a murderer. I'd stay inside too.
I'm saying we live next to a murderer. Please, understand.
I have to ride in
the new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Michael is in Willis this morning. He tried to take on Mo for $100 and a bonus this morning, Michael. And here's how you get both.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Michael?
Because it's Mo's money.
Oh, it is. And Michael, we have extra tickets on the line today because Keith Urban just announced his High and Alive World Tour. He's bringing it to the Woodlands, Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion on October 11th. And we're also going to throw in a pair of tickets to that show. Tickets aren't even on sale until Friday, friend, so no pressure.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
All right, Michael, tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
All right, get on out, Mo.
Good luck, friend.
All right, Michael, 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Back in 2017, this song, which you know like the back of your hand, set a new record for the most consecutive weeks at number 1. Name the song.
I don't know.
Question number 2, Barbara Mandrell and this lady were tailor-made as the only women to win the CMA Entertainer of the Year award twice. Name the other artist.
Taylor Swift.
Question number 3, what was he thinking when this country star said, quote, country music has been the best shrink that $15 can buy? What artist am I talking about?
Dierks Bentley.
Question number 4. Fill in the blank. Blank had a smash hit with the song Springsteen in 2012.
Eric Church.
Question number 5. It's a true or false question. Kacey Musgraves won her first Grammy for an album called Same Trailer, Different Queen of My Double Wide. Is that true or false?
That is true.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against.
Oh, okay. Michael, you held your own today. You got 3 out of the 5.
Darn.
I think you're going to kick yourself on the first one here. So, Mo.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number 1.
Let's do it.
In 2017, this song, which you know like the back of your hand, set a new record for the most consecutive weeks at number 1. What was the song?
That was Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Yep. Like the back of my hand. Exactly.
Doing Michael didn't take a guess.
30, oh, I ain't got no worries.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Such a now good I hate song. That song. All right. Michael, she's winning 1-0 now.
Question number two.
Okay.
Barbara Mandrell
Pass.
And this lady were tailor-made to win the CMA Entertainer of the Year Award twice. Name the other artist.
Oh, I heard your hint, and I'm going to assume you're speaking of Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor Swift.
But
yes,
this is
that
Mono's
is
country, George.
Oh, he got it right. It's 2-1.
Good job. Good job. Let's go.
All right. Question number three. Mm-hmm. What was he thinking when this country star said, quote, country music has always been the best shrink that $15 can buy?
That's funny. What was I thinking? Is a Dierks Bentley song? So I'm going to guess
Dierks
Bentley.
It is Dierks Bentley, yes. I love that quote, by the way.
That is really cute, yes. Yeah.
He got it right, 3-2.
Question number four. Okay. Fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Blank had a smash hit with Springsteen in 2012.
Oh, the singer of Springsteen is Eric Church.
That is correct. Okay. Eric Church, yes.
All right, he got it right. 4-3 is the score.
And question number five. Mm-hmm. True or false, Kacey Musgraves won her first Grammy for an album called Same Trailer, Different Queen of My Double Wide. True or false?
No, you're mixing two different things there. I think I'm going to go with false.
That is correct. Yes. It was actually called Same Trailer, Different Park.
And Queen of a Double Wide is a different song.
You got
song.
It right, Mo.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Michael got it wrong, but it didn't matter because Mo got all freaking five and kept her money.
I'm sorry, friend. I'm not getting you $100, but you know what? I'm still going to give you those Keith Urban tickets, okay?
Oh, that's fantastic.
You're the best.
Merry Christmas,
Yay!
Michael.
Yay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I might
Thank
be the
you.
Grinch, but I still got Keith Urban tickets. I'm just kidding.
All right, Michael, you know what you got to say to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm Michael Pinnock from Willis, Texas, and Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to win Keith Urban tickets and $100 tomorrow morning, 8:20. We'll play Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.